The Prince Hall Shriners is the oldest African-American fraternal organization in the world. It was founded in 1893 as a social, benevolent, and charitable organization. Its nearly 35,000 members have 227 temples in North America, Europe, and Asia. Dan Lincoln is president and CEO of the Cincinnati, USA Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says the convention will be a boost to the local and regional economy.
When we hosted the Shrine last year, and they're expecting these numbers to be similar in 2015, convention attendance was more than 25,000 people utilizing more than 14,000 room nights throughout the region and generating an economic impact of more than $5 million for the Cincinnati region.
Lincoln also says the Prince Hall Shriners were impressed by the welcome they received in 2011. Imperial potentate Homer Buchanan, the highest-ranking official with the organization, agrees.
They made it pretty apparent that they were happy that we were here. I mean, with the banners that they showed on the streets, the overall friendliness of the people who were part of the Cincinnati community, all these things have been done for our convention here. So obviously they were pleased with it. Cincinnati has a rich culture in addition, and they have very good facilities as far as providing the needs of our organization too, like good food, they have activities, the safety issue, all these things are taken into account.
Buchanan says another reason the Prince Hall Shriners are coming back to Cincinnati in 2015 is that they found local partnerships in several of the philanthropic causes that they champion.
And we have three things that Cincinnati has really, really been a part of our program that made people want to come back. That's like the pilot of what we do. Our diabetes program that we have taken upon as our trademark. We made $1 million goal to the American Diabetes Association, $100,000 a year for 10 years. And it's not just to fight diabetes. Our money goes into the research. We're trying to eliminate diabetes. That part, Cincinnati has been so much of a part of and helping us do that. The second thing is we have what we call a SAMS program, or Shriners as Mentors. What they do is they would take young men and mentor them, not only in this, as a role model, but also to help them even in the educational side of it, to teach these young kids, especially young men, how to live and why they should live. We also partnered up with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters to work with us on that SAMS program. And of course, the third thing that we do is our student aid program. It was strictly scholarships, but we recognize that not all young men want to go to college. So we gave them what we call now educational grants.
The Prince Hall Shriners National Convention in Cincinnati will be in August 2015. The exact dates have not yet been set. I'm Steve Hirschberg.